A lot of times you see baseball, which is not a contact sport.
Right.
I think you'd give me that. You got to be.
Right.
And a lot of people say you got to be really athletic to be able to hit a baseball 100 miles an hour.
What do they say? It's the hardest thing to do in sports.
Okay. Right. So I'll give you that. But why is it you see baseball players like during a game? It's obvious they've not shaved just because they want to look tough.
Right.
Right.
Because then you
see pitchers more than anybody else.
You see them after the game, and like they're all cleaned up and they're looking good doing their interviews.
Right.
But when they're out there, they want to look ratty, and it's like
unless you're a Yankee.
Hold on a second. Who are you trying to intimidate? Right.
If you're a Yankee, Yankees. You have to shave.
And what's wrong with that rule?
Huh? I don't think there's anything wrong with that rule.
What's wrong
I think
with
that's
that
okay.
rule? Shave and a haircut. Two bits.
Two bits. So are you saying that baseball players are doing that and they shouldn't be, or
I don't. I've never understood it. I've never understood, and there are some...
I understand. You know what it is? Well, first of all, it's not just not shaving. It's seeing, I think baseball players, football players, they change the look all the time. Like, they'll go with a beard, then they'll shave it down to a goat, then they'll have a full beard, then they'll have a Fu Manchu. Red Sox have a closer that went... I don't know how. They said he won his bet because he pitched great. And he went to the wild thing. He went to the wild thing haircut.
I saw the haircut
John
on Sports
Center. John Papelbon of the Red Sox.
Right. Looked like Charlie Sheen.
And the only thing they were writing about in the Boston papers was he won the bet. How come he is doing that to his head since he won? And I don't understand that either, other than the fact that he's a rookie. But he has the exact same Charlie Sheen hair. And he came in. And the guy had a normal head of hair. He said, well, he pitched like 8 games without giving up a run. And he won the bet. We're not sure why he had to cut his hair like this because he won the bet. But baseball players do it because it's such a long season. They're on the road.
They get bored all the time. I don't know. But Charlie Sheen... of course, who was the wild thing in the major league. That's what the guy's hair from the Red Sox looks like.
Right.
Again, thank you, Smoking Gun, for letting us be a step ahead with all of the latest accusations about Charles Sheen.
And Charlie Sheen not really fighting back a lot.
No.
I mean, at least you're not hearing it yet. I think he's probably caught by surprise.
It was real great last night because I TiVo, like, the Billy Bush show and the Horse Face show. Mary Hart,
right.
Please, somebody put her out to pasture. I mean, you know.
You think it's time for her to go to the horse
they
farm?
They shoot horses, don't they? Really.
Yeah.
Anyway, I loved watching it because they, I don't know which one it was, Access Hollywood or Entertainment Tonight, actually had, like, the bad graphic of a portrait being torn in half.
Oh, no.
And then the fake spray paint saying, dumbest day, dumbest day of my life. And I'm glad we had that on
before they had it on. Mary Hart, because we should have mentioned that a long time ago. Mary Hart has got to make the transition from perky to surly.
Well, we've got to do
it. It'll be appropriate.
She would make a nice jar of Elmer's glue. I mean, really.
She's been doing that show for a million years.
20 years,
yeah,
right?
At least.
They
longer.
Certainly switch boy toys on her all the time.
Now, I'm old enough to remember when she had her legs and perhaps her Daisy insured with Lloyd's of London, like, for $1 million,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely. She did a Las Vegas-style show herself one time.
Oh, that's right.
Smoking. Do you remember that she did the song by Boston?
Right.
Smoking.
Yes.
Except she put a G on the end of it.
Smoking. I'm not joking.
I'm not. And then the big one. And I'm not talking with a big up with people smile.
She has been hosting Entertainment Tonight, I believe. Oh, I got it right here. 100 years.
That's right.
Although every time I turn it on, it seems to trying to push her out the door. It's always like Mary's on assignment. What, with another pimple on her ass? Mary's on assignment. I'm younger and hotter.
Right.
Look at me. Yeah, that's pretty much what the story is.
Did you see any of the fabulous Ann Curry's interview of Angelina Jolie?
Yeah.
That's like Ann Curry's bone they threw her, you know, send her over to Africa to do the big interview.
You know
the
why?
The big hard-hitting interview.
You know why? Because Ann Curry's the only... Just no spine at NBC. Doesn't have the balls to ask her. It's like
we saw a little of her politics this morning, though, when she sits there and goes, now, you've said that we need to support these countries like Africa, and we have to give more money to these countries that are struggling with disease. You know another person who said pretty much the same thing? And I'm like, what the hell is she going to say? And Ann Curry says, Laura Bush. Ooh! And I'm like, oh, for God's sake,
I watched that too. First, I got to wonder, you know, What's she doing in the desert? You know, really. Angelina Jolie, I know you want to help people, okay? But, honey, you know, like, stay at a nice Ritz-Carlton or something. What are you doing staying in the middle of...
I think they find those digs over there. I think they find their little retreats over there occasionally.
And it was my thought that they sent Ann Curry over because they thought, okay, we're NBC News. We got an interview with Angelina Jolie. What's the closest thing we have to Larry King? Who's the closest person we have who has no journalistic ability at all, who will only ask softball questions? Oh, where's the girl that looks like a doe?
Yeah.
Hi, it's Ann Curry. Oh, and she did the, even when she's nice, she puts on the, oh, it's like with Angelina Jolie. I saw the same thing this morning. It's like,
yeah.
You are so wonderful.
Just,
I mean, she, and then she tried to pretend she was asking tough questions,
And
it was so forced and so awkward.
And hold on, I know you're with me on this. Here's her face. Now, I know this is a visual, so help me describe.
Right.
Ann Curry, like, if she wants to say, how come you're out, how come you're crazy? Like,
right.
Let's say that's the question.
Mm-hmm.
Angelina. Oh. And then there's the look of love. Then there's then there's the look that says, going to ask you something I don't want to, but I've got to be a journalist.
Sure.
How come your life is so full of twists and turns?
Yeah, just the worst softball,
you know,
and loads of reaction shots where Angelina Jolie would be talking about the good work that she does over there, and you'd see Ann Curry just being the sympathetic nodding.
Yeah. Did you get the feeling like I did? I'm so glad you saw that on the Today Show. Did you get the feeling like I did? That they did an entire reel with Ann Curry after
broadcast news
after Angelina Jolie left.
Yes, yes, because they
Did you get that? Because they were out of sync, weren't they?
But it was definitely required that they make sure you get my reaction shots.
Mm-hmm. And you know what probably was? Ann, we didn't really get them. Let's redo them after Angelina Jolie leaves.
And I don't know either. There are two things that were at play there. Either Angelina Jolie is one of the most beautiful women in the world and doesn't require any help, or she happened to bring a makeup person with her. Because when they did the cutaways with Ann Curry, I guess it's because Ann Curry was in the desert, they didn't bring the makeup person with Ann Curry.
Wow.
And maybe it was just going between the two of them. But
No, Angelina Jolie was fixed, though.
I think she was painted up a little bit. But Ann Curry wasn't. Did you notice that? I mean, they went back to her with the normal news, and she's got a totally different face.
Right.
You know, once she puts that kabuki makeup back on.
Thank you, Katie.
Thank you.
Thank you, Matt.
We talked with Angela. You know, what the sad voice? Why the drama voice?
Because that's
her MO. That's what she does.
Right. Here's what Ann Curry is good for. Thank you. Killer tornadoes in Oklahoma. Hundreds left dead. Here's our correspondent. Good morning.
Good morning, Ann.
You know, didn't we read a report in some magazine like Blender that she is the least respected journalist that she's like
something somebody had a list.
There's some nickname they have for her.
Didn't they say that she's like Ron Burgundy, that if you put it in front of her,
she'll read it?
That's right.
Well, it just, I cannot stand the fact that she's got to give the super sincere, sad Ann Curry voice with everything she does. I mean, she can't just go over there going, you're doing this, why are you doing this? This is, you know, good works, whatever. She said, right now, this is so, stop! I don't need to be told how to emote by you, moron.
Hold on one more. You know, I know I'm all over the place, but I'm looking at, we could either play the Dateline NBC tapes now, but that's going to be a whole segment in itself. We kind of touched on baseball. So here's something I've been sitting on for a couple of days. Let's get to this real fast. And Buzz, the good news for you is that the next segment stars you.
Oh, wow. I had no idea. I hope it's the one I like.
We've not told him, right?
No, not a word.
Mike, it's a whole new segment for Buzz.
Oh, very exciting.
It's not Buzz being sexy.
Okay, it's not Buzz makes the sexy call, one of my favorites.
No, it's a brand new one. Let me just don't say anything, Mike.
I won't.
Okay? Now, can you see the headline? Mm-hmm.
You got the right man for the job.
So it's a sports segment.
No, it's really not.
No,
it might be in some circles.
Major League Baseball has come up with a theme song. Again, this is not a gag, not like one of our bad parodies where I set you up and play something awful.
Although you might think it is.
Do you know that they did some type of research and found that for whatever reason, the song that people identify with football, the songs that people identify with football are, this is Major League Baseball, they did a survey. The first one is the Fox music. That's that's the number one that people identify with football. The second one that people identify with football is, are you ready for some football?
Hank Jr., Hank Williams Jr.
Hank Jr.
I wouldn't think so.
And then I think the third one was the actual theme itself to Monday Night Football.
Okay.
Bum, 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 bum,
dun, 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 dun.
All right,
bum,
so those,
bum, bum.
Right, this thing.
Bum, 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 bum.
So that's like number three, and then number two is Hank Williams, and number one is the Fox. Da-da-lun, da-da-lun.
Mm-hmm.
So the people at Major League Baseball get together. They look at this information. This is on their website, and they want to come up with a theme. Mm-hmm. Now, from their thought process, they go, well, the Fox song is like the theme to Fox NFL.
Right.
So we can't steal that.
No.
The bum, 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 this thing. That's the theme of Monday Night Football,
right?
You know, really, it's funny you bring this up because as I'm thinking about it, Major League Baseball doesn't have anything that is really that stands out musically.
So, what they did?
Yeah, that put me in, coach. Yeah. Mm.
What they did was they said, okay, everybody likes Hank Williams. They like Hank Williams even more than the theme to Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
So they hired a guy. Has anybody ever heard the singer named Trace Adkins?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Big country star.
This is the new theme song for Major League Baseball that they believe will be as popular as Are You Ready for Some Football?
Okay.
Not a gag.
Right.
Not a gag. Listen how bad this sucks.
Take me out to the ball game.
It's the guy that does that song, Chrome.
It's an obvious ripoff of Are You Ready for Some Football? They envision this being played before, like, the World Series games and before the big nationally broadcast games.
All right.
Swing, batter, batter, swing, batter, batter, swing, batter, batter, swing. Swing, batter, batter, swing, batter, batter, swing, batter, batter, swing.
Yeah. Yeah. This is gonna make your ears say,
hey, baby, do you call
it's time for nine innings of fun.
Strike two.
Hey, baby, now watch your
pretty vanilla.
Yeah.
Where you going?
This is what they've selected.
Right.
Jimmy's out.
You know what the main problem is with it at the very beginning? They're taking what's almost a comedy element of baseball. Because swing, bada, bada, bada is what you do when you're a little kid.
Right.
It's not when you do in your major league.
Right.
We want a pitcher, not a bellyitcher.
You know, I think of Ferris Bueller's Day Off when they use swing, bada, bada, bada. Swing, bada.
Yes, I went to Harvard.
Anyway, you don't need to hear any more of that. But that's, anyway, from what I understand, they went to Fox with it because Fox has the baseball. They've got the World Series.
Right.
And Fox said, that's real nice. Shove it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I would do? Seriously, if they came to me and asked me what to do about baseball,
what?
An instrumental version, because you don't use the lyrics, but you do an instrumental modernized version of Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Give it to some guy that knows how to do that thing and just spice it up.
Well,
they've got that. That's the greatest traditional song in the history of baseball.
I think the people at Fox said something. I read something like, we've already got a... Did you know this, that they've got a da-da-dun-da-da-dun? They've got like a variation of that for baseball?
Yeah, but it's not anything that jumps out.
But they think that it's signature.
Right.
So Major League Baseball has then said, okay, that's fine. Fox can run their own music.
Uh-huh.
But now when you go to your ballpark, you're going to hear this.
Take me out to the ball game.
Well, then fine.
Yeah. It's going to play real good in Boston.
Hey, no, wait. Now, hold on a second. You're talking about a team that's got more music than they need. Boston has the best music identity of any team in baseball.
No, that was not a slam against the
Reds. No, I know it wasn't, but what I'm saying, do you know, you could go see that movie Fever Pitch and you'll know that. I mean, that's the one where they make it popular. But, I mean, it's a...
Let me think of another... white racist city.
Mm-hmm.
Well... Boston pretty much is number one.
Yeah, but I mean, see, the thing is, you got that Southern cracker kind of sound with that song you're playing.
That's what I'm saying. In Boston, that's the one place that I couldn't...
Wouldn't play.
Well, maybe more so than if it was done by a black fellow.
Yeah, and let's bury that. Let's bury that, please. My God.
Have we had the discussion seriously? I know we have. Occasionally, because of you, I watch if the Red Sox are on... ESPN High Def.
Mm-hmm.
I watch,
uh-huh.
And I guess last night they played in Cleveland, right?
Yep, they played at that absolutely gorgeous stadium in Cleveland.
So I guess it was the week before they were at home, and I watched. I know who they're when they're at home, they wear the white jerseys. That's how I know, and I know Fenway Park
most of the time, right?
I know I've had this discussion with you before. I didn't count, but two black folk in the stands. Seriously, at Fenway Park.
Mm-hmm.
At Fenway Park.
Wow. Right.
And I made sure that I watch. I know I brought
It's like a Packers game.
Okay, touche.
Nicely played, Mike.
But ladies and gentlemen, I just hit one out of the park.
You did.
Let me just say in my defense.
Shayna? Yes?
Let me say in my defense.
Yes, what in your defense?
It's Wisconsin.
Yeah. It's Boston.
Hold on. But it's Massachusetts. We're talking about Wisconsin versus Massachusetts.
Right. What's your point?
That there's like no blacks in Wisconsin.
It's a much whiter state.
Not a good argument. Not a good argument. You can find
some,
plenty.
There's
if you
some
did a
blacks
find
in Boston, in Massachusetts.
You know, I think really if you talked about sporting events in general, if you talked to, you know, baseball, football, that'd be, you know, and really broke down the statistics as far as participation, minority participation in the fan base of games, you'd probably be able to make a case that there are not enough minorities represented at a lot of professional athletic contests.
Listen, Whitey bites Whitey buys tickets to everything.
Whitey goes to the game.
Yeah. Whitey
honkies go to games.
Whitey goes to everything. Whitey goes to
Whitey
football.
Goes to everything. Basketball also.
Whitey, yes, and basketball where it's 95% brothers playing. Right. It's like 100% Whitey in the stands.
That's right. It really, really is. That's very interesting.
The song is available at MLB.com. Rob has just handed me this bulletin.
And you're right, though. That song will not play well in Boston.
No, never
catch
on.
It won't play. Mike, if there was a team in Nashville, it wouldn't play in Nashville.
No, it sucks. The song sucks. It's forced. It's very forced.
Are you ready for some baseball? Hello, Don and Mike show. But,
hello.
A good one on Green Bay, though.
Thank you. Hey, pretty good, huh?
Yeah.
And I came right back with that one.
I've got nothing for
that. I charged
that.
The net, and I volleyed that one right
I've
away.
Got, you know, you smashed the ball in my head on that one.
Yeah. A stunning play.
I got
thank you.
Nothing for you.
Well,
I got
you know what it was?
Nothing.
You were doing your warm-up, and I knew exactly where you were going with it, so I had time to prepare. I had time to think about it right there.
You know, if
and, you're... you know, the only time I really get motivated and dig my heels in is with certain things on this show.
Well, you
and
know
and
if...
that's one of them right there. Green Bay, the Packers. Hey, but it doesn't matter. They got Favre.
That's right. The King White.
Yeah, where's he from? Isn't he from the Bayou or something like that?
Yeah. Yeah. He's from Kill, Mississippi.
Yeah. Bubby Brister territory.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Oh, my God. Do you remember when Bubby Brister's mom used to be on TV all the time?
Yeah. I mean, she had.
Did
and
we
she
have
had
fun
buttons
goofing on her?
And the Mrs. Brister. You Mrs. Know, Bubby Brister.
She was better than the bus's mom. Mm-hmm. She was better than Donovan McNabb's mom.
The camera, always. It's almost like they had her own cameraman on her at games. Bubby Brister. Kind of a short career in the NFL,
Bubby
relatively
Brister,
speaking.
Bubby Brister, who was like the water boy.
Right?
I mean, really. The guy was like Goober Pyle.
But they do generate a lot of those quarterbacks from that part of the world.
Sure.
I mean, he starts with Ken Stabler, that guy. I mean, he's from down there. You got Bubby
the
Brister.
Snake.
Brett Favre. How y'all doing? Archie Manning, that neck of the woods. The
hello. Boys. Don and Mike show. Hello. All the Manning boys.
Hello.
All those Manning boys.
Boys.
The Manning
Hello,
boys.
Don and Mike.
Hi, Paw. It's me, Eli, and I'm here with Peyton. Hey, Paw.
Hi, Paw.
Want to toss the pigskin around? Where's Hop Sing?
Down in the bayou.
Hello there, Don and Mike.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yes.
This is Pete.
Hi, Pete.
I was wondering if this MLB theme song is a takeoff of AC/DC Thunderstruck. That was what.
Oh man, that is an insult to Thunderstruck.
Hold on,
one of my all-time favorite
songs. Let's
give
that another listen.
Take me out to the ball game.
I mean, I will give you the fact that there's a similarity there, but boy,
I
love Thunder. You know what? Thunderstruck would be a great song for MLB.
Here's the only similarity. That's it, right?
The Capitals.
Right. That's what I picked up right away when you pulled that out. I said, hey,
that's
AC/DC.
There was a period of time where the Washington Capitals used that for the song that they play when they would come out on the ice, and I always thought that was one of the best sports songs to play. I thought it was fantastic.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
What's up, guys? Hey. I also don't think that song's going to work. There's four measures till you get to the lyrics. It's the theme is that banner, what's that?
But you know what the worst part? I mean, take the music out of it. The first part is, take me out to the ball game.
Because they wanted to be like Hank Williams.
Yeah, I know.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
Yeah, howdy. Baltimore has his own theme song. Bob Denver, thank God I'm a country boy.
Or that would be John Denver, not John Bob Denver, of course. Then.
Brother Bob, I love Gilligan's. That Bob Denver song, Colorado Rocky Mountain High. Now, this to me holds up. You could still use this for baseball. You could edit the hits and all that. You know, you
take
do
me
it.
Out to the ball game.
That's where he departs. Yeah.
That's like an ice cream headache. Really. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don.
Yes. Yes, yes, Dumas.
I believe you said Goober Pile and it's Gomer Pile.
The Pyle boys, sir, there's Goober Pyle and Gomer Pyle.
Obviously, you are not bright enough to realize that there were two Pyle brothers, Goober and Gomer.
Like now, the man.
Regardless of the fact.
No, you can't say regardless after you make
that
mistake.
You're wrong, so now you have to jump into my pile. I've just made a pile of delicious, what looks like sour cream.
I got one more thing to tell
it's
you.
It's on the edge of my toe.
You screwed up the last
one. Hold on, you don't get one more thing to say when you haven't apologized for your first mistake.
I am very sorry.
For what? For being born?
I truly apologize for being a Dumas and being born in the
All right,
first
see, now you've apologized, you've called yourself a dumbass, now you can make your second point.
All right,
bye!
Oh, dear.
That is fun.
Haven't done that in a long time.
That is fun.
Blay.
Buzz.
Yes. Yes.
That was fun.
Buzz,
yes.
Buzz.
Yes, yes, yes.
Don't want you to totally be caught blindsided.
Thank
here.
You.
When we come back, Buzz will be talking to a man named Craig X. He is a Los Angeles-based marijuana activist. And, you know, we just passed 420.
Yes, 420 is
last
the
week.
That is the big day.
Week
and,
ago.
I don't know why that is, but I mean it's the same time, right? 420, the time and the day, right?
You will be glad to know that he is an ordained minister.
Oh, good.
And he calls himself the Pope of Pot.
That's excellent.
And we figured it's either you or Joe.
Right.
It's a coin flip to see who gets to talk to him. And if at any point you feel like you need some backup.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you've got your man Joe
That's
there.
That's good to know.
The Pope of Pot. What is this? Can you? What's the deal? Can you smoke pot in his church?
He's trying to make it so you buy a membership in his church. And then if you get caught holding, you can say it's part of my religion.
It's a sacrament.
Ooh, losing
clever.
My religion.
Never.
All right, so Buzz, stand by.
I'm ready.
Stand by for action, Buzz.
Take me out to the ball game.
He's mentally retarded. 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 He's mentally retarded.
Christ.
Swing, bada, bada, swing.
Jesus Christ. Except, you know, here's the only thing about that song.
Mm.
Now that you did that, isn't it kind of like, I like driving home with Don and Mike.
Yeah, the swing, the dumbest part of it, which is the swing,
isn't
bada,
part. Kind of just a little bit.
It's in my
me
brain.
Out to the ball game.
You know, who am I kidding? I love it.
I like driving home with Don on my
with 20 ears. Here's the really gay part.
Swing, bada, bada, swing, bada, bada, swing, bada, bada, swing.
Okay, get out of here, please. Yeah. Good luck, baseball. Good luck.
Good luck.
We got a break.
We don't need luck. Baseball doesn't need luck.
Baseball doesn't need luck?
No, yeah, baseball, maybe a little. Baseball's here to stay, baby.
No, it's doing great, Mike.
It is. Had the best year it's had in decades last year.
It's doing great.
It's the best sport in the world.
It's kicking
Don't
ass.
You be putting down my baseball. Come on now. It's doing great. I know you can't help yourself, but try not to put down my favorite sport.
I'm not. Listen, it's the third sport now in America. Really, you've got football. It might be fourth. You got football, NBA or NASCAR is number two. Mm-hmm. The other one's number three.
Right.
At least just in my humble opinion. And then you got baseball.
Okay, you know, football's like number three. You've got gymnastics, curling, and then the NFL.
Okay, but we're agreed NFL is number one.
NFL is the most popular sport in the United States right now. No and, doubt. I will not argue with you about that. And I watch it too. So
would you even say at this point, let's take the NBA out of it. It
breaks my heart when you go down this road. I hate to see this. This is what happened to my guy. What had happened to my guy that 20 years ago would come walking with his Cubbies jersey on?
STRIKE.
The strike, and you never came
what
back.
What did I tell you yesterday? Who holds a grudge like me? Nobody.
Damn it.
Nobody.
Damn it, Jim.
You bastards. I wait and I wait and I wait. Ryan Sandberg. Who rooted for you, 23?
Yeah.
I did. All you, Ron Say, Ron Santo, all you bastards of my youth. And you're finally motoring towards the playoffs.
There's only one thing I believe that will get you back to baseball.
And then you pricks go on strike.
I guarantee you I know what will get him back. The Cubs in a World Series, he will not be able to resist that.
Never happen.
That's true. It might not ever happen.
I'm saying it won't happen on not for me. I'm saying it'll never happen for them.
Not looking good this year.
Never happened. And I'm not one of those guys like you and your Red Sox people who loved it and loved and like
lifelong.
Actually bathed in the fact that your team sucked for so long.
Mm-hmm.
No. You know, screw them. That's how I am. I can turn on you like that.
That's how you roll.
Goodbye, baseball. You know what? Goodbye, Greg Maddux. There's a man named Greg Biffle who's in my life right now. And if Greg Biffle's not there, why, I might try Greg Popovich, coach of the San Antonio Spurs.
Good luck with that. Have fun with that one. I now root for, in the National League, I want to see the Cubs do it. Just because I know it's a much larger scale with much lengthier periods of time.
Yeah.
But on the same thing, it's just like American Idol. If they got to a World Series, you'd come back. You'd come around back.
You almost said that like a Guido. You'd come back.
You'd come back, Donnie.
You'd come back.
Because you're a nice baseball boy at heart.
But I know we got a break.
Got to.
Do you think baseball is more popular than NASCAR?
Yes. Yeah, I do. I mean, when it comes to, for example, if you're talking about a World Series, you know, and when it's exciting in the playoffs, yeah. As far as on a week-to-week basis, it might be a push. I'm not sure. I mean, NASCAR is the fastest growing sport.
Right. Buzz?
Yes.
What's your favorite?
My favorite sport?
Yes.
It wouldn't be any of those.
Not looking for a joke answer.
Right.
But, I mean, really.
I guess, I don't know. I guess baseball.
Oh, really?
I guess.
Why? What is that?
It's nice to spend the day sitting in the stands in warm weather.
There you go.
There you go.
So we got that going for us, which is nice. That's a good thing.
Who doesn't like hot dogs?
Buzz Burbank from Major League Baseball.
Take me out to the ball game.
How many guys on a team, Buzz?
I'm going to say 9.
Hey! Good job.
Which league has the designated hitter?
That would be your American League.
Wow.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. He does know. He does know. This is wonderful.
Can you name? Better swing, better swing,
not with that heckling.
Can you name the team in Tampa Bay?
Not the Buccaneers. The Buccaneers?
That's
no.
The football team.
No, they're some kind of pirate.
You're right.
Love you, Buzz. You're right. Yeah. It's the Tampa Bay, some kind of pirates.
When you're right, you're right.
Dynamite, go to break, and we'll be right back after these messages.